Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Report from Inspector General details incompetent response to former Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson being found asleep in his car. Suggests he got preferential treatment. Oh yeah, howdy he did. I'm reading from the Tribune. You've also heard Jordan's reading a story that we have here at WGN Radio about that. More about that in a minute. But just for a little deeper dive while I've got some time, let's talk to Jeremy Gorner. Hey Jeremy, you're on WGN. How are you?
Good, John. How are you?
I'm doing real well. By the way, this is, do you have it, Elif? So there Eddie Johnson is, the former police chief, slumped over in a wheel. He's not even parked. His car is, as I recall, Jeremy, idling.
Right.
And I don't know if it's in park or he has his foot on the brake, but the car, mm-hmm. Do you know, but it's like in the, it's.
Yeah, I think it was idling. Basically, the car was running. I don't have that intricate of a detail as far as like whether the car was in park or if it was in neutral or drive or whatever. Yeah. I mean, it's not like the car was affixed to like a stop sign or anything like that. He was near a stop sign. Like there were some reports saying he was actually at the stop sign at 34th and Aberdeen in Bridgeport, which is actually a block or two from his house. And he apparently had been at that location probably for about an hour and a half. That's according to security footage as part of the investigation until somebody called 911. And that's when two cops show up. And these are young officers who between them have no more than 3 years on the job. And one of their body cameras was working. And you know the story, obviously. He flashed his ID. And they asked if he was okay, and they allowed him to leave. And basically after that, there were a couple other officers who I really just tried to make sure that he got home okay, to my understanding. And obviously there was some concern about whether he was fit to even drive, you know, a short distance. And then the rest just goes from there. Obviously a lieutenant on the watch, this was on the midnight shift, took video on her cell phone of the body camera footage that was uploaded later on by those two younger officers and sent it to the district commander. What the IG is alleging is that the lieutenant should not have done that. The lieutenant also did not disclose this, and they're alleging she lied about it, you know, in an interview with the inspector general, and that the commander didn't say anything about this unauthorized recording, you know, that was sent to him, because that's obviously not allowed. So so that's kind of, not to get all convoluted, that's pretty much in a nutshell, you know, what happened. It didn't overtly say there was a direct cover-up, but that's kind of where the incompetence accusation goes, or the finding by the IG, because you're not allowed to make it, you know, you're not allowed to record, you know, a body camera footage, which is city property,
okay, but then,
on a cell phone.
All right, but then there's two things happening here. One is the incompetence or preferential treatment by the police officers who found him
passed
out for an hour and a half, the car idling at a stop sign. He's had 10 cocktails.
Sure.
They don't know that, but maybe they would guess that this guy's drunk and passed out at the wheel. I mean, if that's anybody else, Elif, just play the audio. We don't get this treatment when the cops come up to us.
Mm-hmm. Hey, what's going on? Just sitting here, or you want to go home?
No, I'm good.
You good? All right, sir. Have a good night.
So you hear the police cruiser there, and the officers coming up to somebody and saying, "Are you okay? You want to just go on home?" I mean, can you imagine? So, and maybe they would have done it for another police officer, but rookie cops with the chief of police there. Oh, crap. Now what do we do, right? They let him go. So shame on Eddie Johnson. Shame on the people for the cover-up. And I'm sorry, officers, but you cannot do that. That maybe that's a career buster for the kid that decides to bust the police chief, right? He's never going to get a good assignment, but you can't do that.
Well, right, and these officers, the ones who pulled him over, they only got they each only were tagged with a 1-day suspension each, and the reason for that is that, you know, these were young officers. According to the IG, these were young officers. No one really showed them how to do a proper DUI, which,
really?
I mean, they went through. Yeah, I mean, they went through the police academy. They didn't really, or I don't know about no one really taught them to do a DUI. I believe it was that it was either that or they hadn't, done a DUI before. It was one of the two scenarios I just mentioned. And,
yeah.
And because, you know, you would think that, in a situation like that, they would see if they could detect a scent of alcohol, obviously, you know, and see if, they would look at his eyes. Or a field sobriety test, exactly. And that obviously never happened. They let him go.
All right, but
so
the new wrinkle to this story, Jeremy, though, is that there's a lawsuit about the handling of that data, right?
The handling of the there was a complaint that was filed against Cynthia Donnell, one of the officers who was suspended. She was the officer who was with Johnson that night and was also allowed to drive home after drinking with him at the restaurant. And they filed a complaint because when she turned in her cell phone as part of the IG investigation, there was a SIM card that was supposedly removed and possible damage to her phone. And her lawyers yesterday in the lawsuit, in the sexual assault lawsuit against former superintendent, said that she was not intoxicated, number one. And number two, with that SIM card, she's basically said that she doesn't know what happened with the SIM card. She's turned her phone in, and that was that. They don't know what happened there.
Well, I'm less interested in the shenanigans with videotaping with your phone, the police cam video, and then sending it to somebody else who might do something about that. That seems like that's not protocol, but that doesn't upset me so much as the very first thing we just listened to. You understand what I mean?
Yeah. The only reason I bring that up is because that commander, for failing to disclose, that he had received that, a cell phone camera video with a body camera footage, he got a 28-day suspension, which is the harshest suspension out of all eight officers who were involved in this. That's why I brought that up. I felt that was important to bring up. But also, to your point about like preferential treatment, yes. I mean, this was an incident that was highlighted by the IG about how the Chicago Police Department as a whole needs to do better with training young officers and, you know, perhaps having more senior officers on the street with them when they are in situations like this because of, obvious inexperience there, that you saw in the video. That was mentioned in the report as well.
I really liked Eddie Johnson. Now I don't know how I feel about him. I mean, he had a commendable career and seemed like a good guy and a family man, and we felt bad for his health issues, et cetera, et cetera. And then this crap. You know, I wonder how we would be thinking about him today if, okay, he had too many drinks. He should not have been drunk at the wheel. That happened. But what if he had turned to those young officers and said, guys, I don't get preferential treatment. This is a complete fiction I'm spinning now, but give me a field sobriety test. Okay, I flunked it. Now, take me down. Book me. You know, treat me like an average citizen would get treated. Maybe we would have actually given Eddie and everybody an attaboy, but boy, that sure didn't happen. Boy, that's a fiction I just spun. Yes, sirree, Bob. All right, that's the end of my story. Nice to talk to you, Jeremy. Good writing, good reporting. Thanks for joining us today.
Thanks, John.
Jeremy Gorner writes for the Chicago Tribune.